But you, as a member, have a stake in this station. Thank you.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis, and here is your host at the Studebaker Theater in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill, and thanks, everybody. I have to admit, I'm so glad to see you all excited about raising money for public radio.
Right.
That's great.
Gosh, we were going to go back to our regular show, but it sounds like you guys are really excited to talk about donating to public radio.
So what do you think? Should Bill and I keep talking about fundraising?
Fundraise, fundraise, fundraise.
Give the people what they want, Peter.
All right, all right. Well, we're not just asking for your donation. We're also reminding you what your support for this station pays for, the good stuff we broadcast on this show. For example, last November, we talked to actor, model, and influencer Julia Fox about her remarkable career, specifically the unconventional way she got into acting.
So, you know, I will say that my whole life, everyone always told me, you should be an actress. You're so dramatic. You're a thespian. You're, you know, all of these things. And I just never really had the self-esteem to imagine something like that for myself. And so I always say acting chose me, because I really would have never in a million years had the balls to pursue it. You know, and so, yeah, when the opportunity, oh, and then back to the dominatrix.
Oh, yeah, that, yeah.
Yeah, of course, about that. I went on Craigslist, and now I don't think they have it anymore, but there was a section called, I think, Adult Gigs.
Yeah.
And it was all just, like, prostitution ads, and I wasn't there yet. I was like, no, I can't do that. Like, that's too much. But I found an ad, and it said, like, no nudity, no this, and you can make up to $1,000 a day. So obviously my curiosity was piqued. And I went in for an interview, and the rest is history. And I mean, you know, working there, it really was a crash course in acting, because I had to, you know, play so many characters throughout the day, whether it was a nun, like a mean nun, or like a scary mommy, or like a bratty big sister, the popular girl at school. That was the big one. Like, popular girls have wreaked hell for
Wait a minute. I want to say two things. First of all, we've been doing the show for a long time. This is the most interesting conversation we've ever had. Bar none. And secondly, being a man, I know men, and I am sure that at least one of them out there knows that they can never tell how they met you.
Yeah.
But they so want to. Oh, you see that woman on the cover of that magazine? Well, I knew her back in the day, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
I want to ask you, speaking of being in the covers of magazines, you've worked as a model and you were yourself a fashion designer. You are known for your extraordinary outfits. Are you allowed in your own mind to just go out wearing sweatpants and an old shirt?
Oh, absolutely. Like, when I'm not like this,
yeah.
You wouldn't even recognize me.
Really?
Like, I look like, who's the guy that holds the ring from the movie? And
my guess is, Gollum. You're referencing Gollum.
Yes, I'm Gollum.
You say so that when you are not glammed up, as we often see you, and
I'm
you're just
scary.
Yourself. You're like,
I'm scary. No, like I used to like be such a baddie. Like I would walk down the street. I've caused 3 car accidents and a bike accident. Like guys used to just go nuts for me. Now they run. They're like, oh,
really?
What is that? Like run in the opposite direction. Yeah. Like I swear to God.
And do you enjoy that?
Kind of. I do. I really own it. Like, I used to just get hit on so much that, like, I had a really big butt. I still kind of do, but not in the same way. So I used to, like, they weren't even looking at me. Like, they were just looking at my butt and, like, causing, like, literal accidents. I'm not kidding. 1 in L.A., 2 in New York. And
so wait a minute. Again,
the bike accident.
First of all, hold on.
I swear.
Remember when I said this was the most interesting conversation we'd ever had?
I have one follow-up question.
Please.
Just, I feel like I would be remiss not to ask. You said your butt caused a bicycle accident in France. Did your butt ruin the Tour de France? I just felt like I was leaving it on the table. No. Okay. Okay. Just had to ask.
Just Thank turning you. Over and seeing the baguette in the basket just sadly laying on the ground. Well, Julia Fox, I think as I've made clear, I could talk to you all day. But we have invited you here today to play a game. And we are calling it this time...
Recut Gems.
So you starred in the movie Uncut Gems, as we mentioned. So we thought we'd ask you about Recut Gems. That is, movies that were recut from their original version. Answer two out of three questions about these special editions of movies, and you'll win a prize for one of our listeners, the voice of anyone they might choose for their voicemail. Rhymefest, who is Julia Fox playing for?
Heather Davis of Orlando, Florida.
All right. You ready to do this?
I just want to preface this by saying I'm so bad at, like, multiple choice. I was the kid that needed the extra time.
All right.
We are happy
to provide whatever help you need as we do this. Here we go. When Hayao Miyazaki's animated film Princess Mononoke was set to be distributed to American theaters, producers wanted to edit it to make it more marketable for Americans. How did the legendary director respond? Was it A, he sent the producers a sword along with the message, no cuts? B, he submitted his own edit, which cut everything between the title and the words the end, and he said, your choice. Or C, he told them that in Japanese culture, changing an artwork after it was seen by the public is the height of dishonor, and they bought it.
He sent the sword.
Yes, he did. That's so correct. You got that immediately, and I'm guessing, tell me if I'm wrong, that that's because that's what you would do.
Absolutely.
I figured, yeah. Movies, second question, you did very well. Second question, movies are often cut in order to secure a more family-friendly rating, right? That was definitely true of a film that would have been rated R if the original cut had been released. Was it A, Cars 3... B, My Little Pony, the movie, or C, Scooby-Doo?
I'm going to say Scooby-Doo.
And you're right again, Julia.
Wow. She's on fire.
I mean, I don't see why you sold yourself short. Yes, the studio cut the edgier jokes, and they also used, we are told, CGI to cover up the heroine's cleavage.
Ooh, okay.
All right. Last question. Let's see if you can be perfect in this, as you are in most things. Some of the most interesting recuts of movies are done not by directors, but by their devoted fans. Which of these is a real fan edit of a film that you can enjoy if you can find it? A version of the entire 17-hour-long Harry Potter movie saga cut down to an hour and a half. B, a version of Batman Begins intercut with the movie American Psycho to make Bruce Wayne seem insane, or C, a version of the original Star Wars trilogy in which every change later made by George Lucas has been painstakingly changed back.
I'm just going to go with Star Wars.
Go with Star Wars. Well, you're right, because those are all real.
Wow. Oh, they are real.
Yes,
okay,
they are all real.
Brilliant ideas that, like, fans would do.
Yes, exactly.
Know?
Is the short Harry Potter one, they just listen to Hermione?
Yes, exactly.
That's funny.
Rhymefest, how did Julia Fox do in our quiz?
Julia dominatrix the game. Yeah. All three right.
She disciplined
it. You were waiting to say that.
He was, I can tell you. Julia Fox is an actor, model, fashion designer, and the author of the remarkable memoir Down the Drain, which I highly recommend. You can see her starring in the movie Him, which is streaming now. Julia Fox, what a joy to talk to you in person.
Thank you so much. This was so fun. Let's do it again soon.
I'd love to. We'll see you around the clubs. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye. So, like I said, asking you for donations a few times a year does cramp your style, yes, but it's not the most annoying way we could be raising money for the station. For example, what if we had to come up with clever advertising slogans? Now, it just so happens that we have with us the voice of one of the greatest advertising campaigns of all time, and a slogan he actually wrote himself.
I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Right? So we naturally asked Tom, this giant of marketing, if he could apply his genius to our show.
I'm just going to get warmed up a little bit. So, you know, like public radio, we'll leave the radio on for you.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it might be a little derivative. Public radio, the perfect thing for a road trip when you've run out of things to talk about. Public radio, it's like a warm bath, but with voices. Is that creepy? That's kind of creepy.
I think it's kind of sexy.
Public radio, if you can't be smart, sound smart. And if you can't sound smart, listen smart. Somebody writing these down?
Yeah.
All right. Public radio, not as bad as you thought.
Okay. All right. I'm going to admit it. Having Tom advertise us would be actually cool, but sadly, we can't afford him. So here's how to support us.
KansasPublicRadio.org is the place to go to make a pledge right now and show your support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, one of my favorite programs on the weekend, for real. I'm Matthew Algio. I'm here with Laura Larson. We're news hosts at Kansas Public Radio, taking just a few minutes to ask you to make that pledge to show your support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. How many reasons do we have for you to make that pledge? Many, many, many. But the most important, I think, is that it helps support the program. It helps keep the program on the air. We know you enjoy Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me because you're listening to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me right now. Well, show your support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Go to KansasPublicRadio.org or use our app and make a pledge now.
Or you can go old school and give us a call at 888-577-5268, the OG way to support your public radio station. Lots of reasons to do it, but particularly now because we're working on a challenge from Tom and Melinda Carney. They'll add $200 to your pledge. We're working on taking advantage of the $1,000 they've put on the table, and they get to distribute it the way they want. It's especially helpful right now because so much of our budget is provided by you, our listeners. 97% of our budget is now provided by you or through private support, mostly members, some businesses, including River Rat Print and Skate, who have put together a great tote bag for us for individuals who can pledge at the $12.50 a month level, $150 a year, which is a little easier to sort of wrap your head around. But that means like $12.50 a month and up, that means your dollar a day pledge gets you this super cute new tote bag.
It's beautiful because it has a bee. Hive Drive is what we're calling this right now. And you can become part of Hive Drive by going to KansasPublicRadio.org. As Laura said, $12.50 a month gets this beautiful tote that our own Emily DeMarchi designed with a cute little bee who's got headphones and music notes around it. And it says, Kansas Public Radio is the bee's knees. Join us in the hive. Show your support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Go to KansasPublicRadio.org.
Now, Matthew, you're originally from Pennsylvania, right?
I am. You had that quizzical look that you were going to ask me something.
I was. It was an easy question. Where are you from? And the answer is Pennsylvania. So you are not a native Kansan. So perhaps you do not know that the bee is our state insect.
I did not know that. How long has it been the state insect?
Since 1976, coming up on the 50 years.
This would be the 50th anniversary of the bee becoming the state insect of Kansas. Well, that makes it absolutely incumbent upon you to go to KansasPublicRadio.org right now. Make a pledge. Show your support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. I heard
the bee tote.
Tom Baudet was trying to come up with a rhyme or something that we could use
slogan.
To promote. Yeah, a little slogan. Well, how about Kansas Public Radio is the bee's knees?
That's good. Or Kansas Public Radio will always be there for you.
Oh, I like that. That is beautiful. Go to KansasPublicRadio.org or visit our app. You can also call 888-577-5268. Become a sustaining member. Sustaining member is the way to go. It's the easiest thing to do. You never have to renew your membership. You get special access to station giveaways, invited to sustainer-only events, and you get to choose a thank you gift every year. If you do it for $12.50 or more a month, you get the bee tote. Sustaining member is the way to go.
It's kind of incredible. Yeah, it's greener. We're not sending you paperwork all the time. And it allows us to plan a little bit better. We don't have to say, okay, well, if we can get 25 more members, then maybe we can do this. No, we have a, if you're a sustainer, we know how much we have to deal with, because each of these programs does cost money. It almost feels embarrassing to mention it, like, you know, like
free.
The filthy lucre must not stain our hands. But the reality is, this show is unusual because it's labor intensive to produce. There are eight new jokes each week, and we've got a staff of writers, and we have to pay for the hall to get the people there, and we have to transport people around. It's a good show. And frankly, it's worth listening to, so it's also worth paying for it.
Right. We have to pay for the programming,
right.
And so we ask you occasionally to pledge and become a member to help defray that cost. And if you're listening to Wait Wait right now, you're a fan of Wait Wait, show you're a fan. Show your support for the program. Just go to kansaspublicradio.org.
And now's a great time to do that, because you can take advantage of this challenge from Tom and Melinda Carney. $1,000 on the table. They will kick in some money when you pledge now. Maybe a dollar a day is something that would work for you. $365 a year. Maybe $20 a month. Maybe $25 a month. Frankly, this programming is worth it. It's good. It's the reason you listen every week. It's worth supporting, and we're asking you to assign a value to that, because without you, it cannot happen.
And that, you get to pick your own value that you want to assign to it. We suggest $12.50 a month. You can get the tote. But whatever you decide the value in this program is what you can pledge at kansaspublicradio.org. Go to the app. You can also call us 888-577-5268. We're going to get back to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me very shortly. But in the short time we have left, I urge you to become a member. Show your support. Become a sustaining member. Give what you can each month. It helps us. It helps keep Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on the air. It's easy. Go to kansaspublicradio.org.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis, and here is your host at the Studebaker Theater in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, everybody. So we have been proving to you, we hope, that our work is worth supporting in the future by showing you how good it's been in the past. However, we are required to give you some legal warnings.
Enjoying this show in the past is no guarantee of enjoying it in the future. Invest your time wisely and do not spend more time listening to our show than you can afford to lose.
Now that that's out of the way, here's something fun your support has already paid for. Back in January 2024, we found a story we couldn't quite believe, so we asked one of our panelists to tell you all about it and the other two to make up something just as unlikely.
Here's one of our favorite Bluff the Listener games with Joyelle Nicole Johnson, Peter Gross, and Maeve Higgins.
Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Freya Hurwitz from Newton, Massachusetts.
Hey, Freya, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Peter?
I'm well. I know Newton pretty well. What do you do there?
I am the director of procurement for TripAdvisor, and I have a little side gig where I make some woodworking products.
You do? You're a woodworker. What sort of things do you make?
I make bowls and cheese knives and charcuterie boards.
So basically, it's all appetizer-oriented.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's really great. Yes. Well, Freya, welcome to the show. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what's Freya's topic?
Fairy tales can come true.
Who wouldn't want to live in a fairy tale, visit an enchanted kingdom, and trade your firstborn child for some homemade goblin gold? Well, this week we heard a story so magical it seemed to be right out of the pages of a storybook, but it's true. Our panelists are each going to tell you one. Only one of them, of course, is real. Are you ready to play?
Ready.
First, let's hear from Joyelle Nicole Johnson.
Every day, Rodney Holbrook, a 75-year-old retiree in Wales, messes about in his work shed and leaves everything in disarray. Then, in the morning, he wakes up to find everything has been put back in its place. Was it a judgmental ghost? A neighbor with a penchant for tidiness? He knew it wasn't his wife. After setting up a night vision camera to catch the Good Samaritan in action, he found out, to his surprise, it was a meddling mouse. That's right, a tiny field mouse with possible OCD was organizing the workbench of the 75-year-old retiree in his nightly stead. I'm just awed by it, really, Mr. Holbrook said. Every day I take it out, and it's all back in again. An expert described this as intrinsically mousy behavior. When reached for a comment, the mouse added, "He's such a slob." Squeak!
Every night, a mouse comes out and neatens up a man's workshop. And by the way, we can call the mouse Mickey because that's in public domain now. Your next story of something very fairy comes from Peter Gross.
Hilda Loff, Germany, has always been proud of her long, luscious hair, which clocks in at 10.5 meters. For the metrically challenged, that's 34 feet 5 inches. This week, the local paper, the Beaupard Times-Picayune, was doing a story about Hilda's new world record, and she was in her attic rooting around for an old picture of herself with short hair, since Hilda hasn't had so much as a trim in almost 50 years. For the metrically challenged, that's still 50 years. suddenly, tragedy struck. Hilda accidentally locked herself in the attic. "Someone save me," she cried out the window Germanically, like a classic damsel in distress. Her neighbor, Laszlo Scherzer, heard her pleas and called to her, "I'd love to help, but I have bad knees and can't climb stairs. However, I do have very strong arms." So Hilda lowered her hair out her window for Laszlo to climb. It took him half an hour to scale all 34 feet 5 inches of her hair, but he did it, saving the fair maiden. When asked to comment, Hilda said, "Ow! That really hurt! Screw this, I'm getting a haircut."
A woman with exceptionally long hair is rescued by someone who climbed up it. And your last story of a nonfiction fable comes from Maeve Higgins.
The scientific phenomenon of animals speaking human languages for 30 minutes each Christmas Eve is having a lingering effect into the new year. The Wall Street Journal reports that a 78-year-old box turtle named Diana confronted her owner about failing to take financial advice year on year. Diana said bitterly, quote, "If your moron of a grandmother listened to me about Microsoft stock back in 76, maybe this damn celery would be organic." Meanwhile, the Greenidge family in Massachusetts were shocked by their guinea pig Jordan's take on the Supreme Court. Jordan spoke at length about how the court should be expanded to 20 judges, insisting 19 of them should be guinea pigs. And finally, Glenda Garvey was surprised when her 9-year-old Jack Russell, Melissa, revealed something very profound. Speaking to CNN, Miss Garvey said, "Every year on Christmas Eve, Melissa says she loves me and I say I love her. But this year, she said she didn't just love me, she's in love with me." When asked to comment, Melissa just drank really fast from her water bowl for a long time, then pretended to be asleep. Lesbian dog.
Okay. One of these fairy tale-like events really happened. Was it from Joelle Nicole Johnson? A man discovers that the person or thing cleaning up his workshop every night is in fact an adorable little mouse. Or from Peter Gross, a woman with extremely long hair is rescued by someone who climbs up it, Rapunzel-like. Or from Maeve Higgins, the animals spoke on Christmas Eve like they do every year. But this time we have questions.
From CNN.
It is. And it's amazing. Of course it's from CNN. They have a talking wolf. Oh, hello.
Too soon.
So, Freya. Too soon. Freya, which of these stories was the real one in this week's news?
Well, I'd love to make some comment about guinea pigs on the Supreme Court, but I'm going to have to go with Joelle's workshop mouse.
The mouse that neatened up the workshop every night, that's Joelle's story. Well, to bring you the correct answer, we spoke with someone familiar with the real story.
The house mouse is the second most successful mammal on planet Earth. Wouldn't it be fabulous if we could put the mice to work?
That was Bobby Corrigan, an urban rodentologist who studies rats and mice, commenting on how this behavior isn't that surprising. Congratulations, you have not only won a point for Jael just for telling the truth so charmingly, but you have won our prize. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
One of the great things about public radio is that we don't have to ask you for money before we even do anything, like people do on Kickstarter. Question for you, Josh. A new study proves that the single thing that makes people attractive to romantic partners is the size of their what?
Great question, Peter. And I have a hilarious answer. If people would like to hear it, you can offer your support at different levels. Can you help me out, Bill?
For a basic donation of $10, you'll get to hear Josh's joke.
Mm-hmm.
For $50, you'll receive the original joke, and you'll get the chance to suggest how it could be funnier. Mm-hmm. At the $100 level, you'll get the joke printed on a signed hat.
Well, that sounds like a must-hear joke, Josh. Now, remember, unless we meet our goal of $3,000, we will not be able to release Josh's hilarious answer to our question, and instead you'll just have to settle for an awkward silence between me and Bill.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, Bill.
So, I hear the new hockey show is good,
So if you want to be able to keep hearing all our jokes for free and then decide how much they're worth, show your support now. See? It kind of makes sense. Here's how to help.
You can help by going to the phone and calling 888-577-5268. You can also help by logging on to our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Hello, and thanks for tuning in to Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jay Schaefer, along with our classical music director and concert violinist, Destiny, and Barry Grissom. He's just a former U.S. attorney for Kansas. But I don't know, do you play an instrument as well?
Just for my dog. I play my guitar for my dog.
Ooh, guitar.
She howls appropriately. So.
Well, we're here encouraging you to support Wait, Don't Tell Me, and do it now before Bill Curtis completely retires and is gone from the show. It's easy to do when you pledge at kansaspublicradio.org.
Wait, don't tell me. That's how to do it? That's the most efficient way. The website. Yes, it is. Sure. It's a very efficient way. We love the website, kansaspublicradio.org. That was a pretty good joke, wasn't it?
You're doing all right.
Thanks.
Let's talk about crowdsourcing. That's kind of what we're doing here.
We are. I'm crowdsourcing the jokes, too. In fact, we are with the state. Is it the state bug? The bee? The state creature is insects. Insects.
The state insects.
Is the bee. So here's how you can help us. You can be extra cool. Like Tom and Melinda Carney of Olathe.
Yay.
Thank you so much to Tom and Melinda. They are giving $200 to each donation that we have here on Kansas Public Radio.
And we have five opportunities.
Five opportunities. Okay, thank you very much. That's like $1,000.
That's crazy.
That's pretty great.
I thought the Carneys had given all their money to the Kansas Audio Reader Network next door, but apparently they carved out a little for us.
Which is so nice. Thank you.
Carneys.
Absolutely. So help us out. Go to kansaspublicradio.org. It'd be a great way to celebrate the Carneys and their contribution.
Yes, thank you to the Carneys, because as most of you know, 97% of our budget is funded by you, the listener. Without you, crickets. Or in this case, bees. So if you would reach out, pick your phone up, 888-577-5268, or go online to kansaspublicradio.org and donate today.
This is a comedy quiz show that you hear every Saturday on KPR. It's called Wait, Don't Tell Me. And we're listening to it right now during our spring membership drive, also known as the Spring Hive Drive at KPR. I don't know how we got on the honey theme, but the experts in our marketing department have come up with that. So we're rolling with it. We want you to be a part of our successful spring membership drive by making your own contribution at kansaspublicradio.org.
Indeed. And I think they should really hire us for Wait, Don't Tell Me. We're so funny.
Funny. We should be on the panel, right?
We should be on the panel.
Hey, can I quickly mention one thing?
Yeah.
You might want to make your contribution today in honor of Bill Curtis, the official scorekeeper on the show. And for those who don't know, Bill Curtis began his broadcast career at KANU, which today we know of as Kansas Public Radio.
Yes, definitely. That would be wonderful. And again, a huge thank you to Tom and Melinda Carney of Olathe. $200, and we've got five pledges. So they'll add $200 to the five slots that we have. That's $1,000 during this show. Please help us get that. We can't leave that out on the table. That would be like spoiled honey, and we don't want to do that. Speaking of the bee puns, there's something else. If you give us $12.50 a month or $150 a year, you get this amazing tote bag. bag that says, wait for it, Kansas Public Radio is the bee's knees.
Do people say that anymore, by the way?
I do.
The bee's knees.
Yeah, and there's a bee on it, and it's very cute. It's the state insect. So go to kansaspublicradio.org. Help us out. You can even make a phone call at 888-577-5268.
I think, you know, our listeners probably are stung by the fact that
stung by the fact what?
That we only exist as a community when everyone pitches in. You know, on the back of your coin, it says E pluribus unum, out of many there is one, and that's our theme, our hive, all of us together, working together at 888-577-5268, or go to kansaspublicradio.org and make your contribution today.
That's the voice of an educated man, Destiny.
I am impressed.
He's quite impressive.
It's the only Latin I know.
I have
my competition for puns, finally.
It's some good Latin to know. You're listening to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on Kansas Public Radio, and we're hoping to hear from you right now as we try to access some additional funds from the Carney family. They're offering $1,000 extra to KPR, and here's how we take advantage of it. You call us at 888-577-5268, pledge any amount, and the Carneys will add $200 on top of that amount.
Wow.
That's so great.
Do it now, and you can do it online.
Absolutely. You can do it online by going to kansaspublicradio.org. I believe we even have an app with a donate button, and I think it would be such a wonderful thing to take advantage of to help keep all of this fun stuff on the air. Right. Thanks, honey. Get it? Yes, if you donate, you get a thanks, honey. So again, go to kansaspublicradio.org. Major thanks to Tom and Melinda Carney with that $200 added. Yes, absolutely. Or you can call 888-577-5268. Let's get back to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me here on Kansas Public Radio.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. Here is your host at the Studebaker Theater in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Now, we've been trying to remind you this hour of all the great things your support for this station made possible. But here's the thing. There's even more stuff you haven't enjoyed yet.
We always record more material than we can use, so here are some delightful stuff from our panelists you haven't heard before, including a remarkable admission from Paula Poundstone from earlier this year when she was joined on stage by Joyelle, Nicole Johnson, and Roy Blunt, Jr.
Joyelle, last month we lost an automobile engineer named Jim Moylan. He died at the age of 80. Now, Mr. Moylan was an unheralded hero because he was the man who brought us what huge advance in car design?
Seatbelts.
Nope.
The brakes.
That's right. Until Mr. Moylan came around in the 1980s, people would just drive their cars.
And if they needed to stop it,
they would just point it at some hard object and hope that it was anchored to the ground.
I use my sunroof a lot.
No, not your sunroof. Sorry, not the sunroof. I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
So you've ever, like, been in a rental car, say? Rented a car.
I own a car.
I know you own a car, but maybe you've traveled and you've rented a car, right?
I've rented a car.
Okay, and you pull up, and you pull up to fill up the car, the rental car, before you return it. We've all done that. How do you know?
Oh, the little arrow?
The little arrow, yes. Yeah. The little arrow on the dashboard that tells you which side of the car the fuel tank is on.
I didn't know that existed.
Did he have a trademark on that or a patent?
Well, he was working for Ford. He came up with it. Where would we be without this? Trying to pump gas into blank sheet metal? That's where, right? Mm. You're thinking, okay, maybe I'm just supposed to punch through it like the top of a juice box.
The irony is I've had my car for 5 years, and I still use that arrow.
Yes, that's the thing. Yes. We all do. Right?
I never have seen that. Right. I didn't even know.
Is it possible, then, that you're driving your car, and you're looking down, you're seeing the fuel gauge, and there's a little arrow pointing to left or right? I don't know what car you have.
I can't tell left from right.
You can't?
No.
How do you then drive in the first place?
Well, I can drive.
How do you get to where you're going?
I just can't arrive where I meant to go. Well, if somebody says to me, you go left.
Yes.
Do we have time for this?
Does it really matter, Paul?
So when I was a little kid, we had family friends, the Rosslers, and Donna Rossler was my older sister's age, and Andrea Rossler was my age. And Andrea and I were not particularly close, but Donna and my sister were close, and our parents were close. And so when the families would get together, because Andrea and I were the same age, we were sort of foisted on each other to some degree. And so they were over at the house, and Andrea was very pretty and very smart and very capable, and I was not so much. And so I always felt a little, you know, less than.
Yes.
And so we decided that we were going to, they're visiting our house. We said, well, let's ride bikes. So, you know, she borrows one of my sister's bikes, and we get on the bike, and we're riding down the driveway, and she's in front of me, and she says, which way should we go? Just before we hit the street, she said, which way should we go? And I said, left. But I have no idea which left is. And she turned towards the Joneses' house, and I have to think of that story every time before I can turn left or right.
So you're telling me that you're driving, and you're like, oh, I have to turn left here. Somebody told me I had to turn left. In order for you to know which way to turn, you have to stop the car and say, do we have time for this? And then... tell a story about how when you were a kid and your families and the kid and you were same age and like each other, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yes.
And that's why you're always 4 hours late to everything.
That is why I have a lot of trouble with directions.
Okay.
Which way is the Joneses' house from our driveway where Andrea Rossler turned? That's how I have to I have to dredge up childhood memories.
What are the initials of that? You could work out.
In the mnemonic.
W-A-R, the last four. Three.
What's W?
Way back at the beginning, our show was launched with the help of a one-time grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And we used that money to develop the show and pilot it and finally bring it to the air, to you. But the public funding that made that show possible after 50 years of critical support is now gone. So is the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Now, we are fine. Our show has long since left the nest. It turns out that you like us. You really like us. But there are countless other projects and shows and stations, including this one, that relied on that federal money. And now that it's gone, they're working hard to figure out how to close that funding gap. So, your support is even more important now. It'll help us. It'll help this station. It'll help create the next show that becomes an essential part of your day or week. And now, that future is up to you. So thanks so much for all your support over all the years and for your support today. Here's how to help.
You can help by making your pledge now at kansaspublicradio.org. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. It's KPR's Hive Drive, our spring membership drive, and a big thank you to everyone who's made a pledge this morning or yesterday during our power breakfast. Thanks so much for your support to every sustaining member who continues to contribute to Kansas Public Radio year-round. You can join them at kansaspublicradio.org. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can listen online at kansaspublicradio.org and make your pledge at kansaspublicradio.org. Quick look at our forecast. Sunny skies today, highs around 60 degrees. It's 47 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Remember, when I was working here, if I remember correctly, I think we were 60 or 70% funded. So that loss of that federal and state support has been tremendous, and the station has rallied, and we are even much more needing the support by you, the listener members. So go to kansaspublicradio.org now or 888-577-5268 with your donation now at our KPR Spring Hive Drive. We would love to hear from you.
888-577-5268. Thank you for your support of Kansas Public Radio.
Honey, honey, how you feel me? kansaspublicradio.org. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. And I'll mention that website one more time, kansaspublicradio.org, where we are continuing to take your pledges. Sunny skies today, highs around 60 degrees. It's 51 in Lawrence, 51 in Topeka, 52 in Manhattan. This is KPR.
From WBEZ Chicago, it's This American Life, I'm Ira Glass.
Meaningful to us, and we really, really appreciate it. And so do all your fellow community members, because you support your favorite radio station, Kansas Public Radio, at kansaspublicradio.org, or call us at 888-577-5268. And thanks so much.
This American Life, I'm Ira Glass. These stations should be funded by the people who like them, the people who listen. That last point is not a crazy thought. Seriously, if we can't turn to you right now to help out, who's going to step in? We need your help. We would not be interrupting programming for this long if we didn't. Who do we have to keep this going? We have you. Here's how to give.
KansasPublicRadio.org is how to give, and we know that we've got lots of worker bees out there that are all ready to join the hive during our Hive Drive 2026. Good afternoon. I'm Kay McIntyre. So glad to be with you here for This American Life. This Saturday and every Saturday on Kansas Public Radio, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio or listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. And while you're there, make a contribution during our Hive Drive 2026. A quick look at our weather before I hand it over to our Classics by Request team. Sunny skies today, highs only around 60 degrees. It's 55 in Manhattan, 54 in Lawrence, 54 in Topeka. A reminder, a red flag warning is in effect for most of the state. This is KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Ross.